If the Keystone XL pipeline is allowed to be built through western South Dakota, TransCanada will dig a trench more than 300 miles long. The construction project is planned to go through territory occupied by Indigenous people for thousands of years before settlers first arrived. As such, a tribal historic preservation officer says all tribes should be consulted. Stephen Vance is historic preservation officer for the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. He says the potential damage to archaeological and cultural sites and artifacts is of concern to tribes, even if they are not near the pipeline's proposed route.
Tribes were separated from one original, as you would say, nation, into separate reservations that does not separate what we deal with when we're talking about cultural and historical property.
Vance says, for instance, that a project in the Black Hills would concern not just his tribe, but also the Northern Cheyenne, Arapaho, Yankton, Rosebud, and Standing Rock, because they are all the same. The pipeline is slated to cross through the northwest corner of the state. Vance says that area's history goes back thousands of years. He says the battle site at Slim Buttes has markers that tell one side of the story, but the Indigenous people are now telling theirs.
These are pages of our history that we're having finally an opportunity to record. And when we talk about Slim Buttes and the issue with the Calvary, what about Slim Buttes before Columbus?
Vance expresses fears that pipeline construction will unearth human remains and fossils from the first animals. And he says all tribes believe that water is sacred. Testimony has shown that KXL will cross the pipes of the Miniwachoni project that delivers water to three Indian reservations as well as a non-Indian water system. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.